heard from them again. Now, how did I do that? I don't care if you're head of the Skeptic Society. I can have no explanation. There was no way for me to know. But there are people who make a living. They're kind of psychic types who just touch things, hold rings, try to find bodies that are lost. All we can explain it as somehow we're interconnected. There's threads going through the universe, energy threads, invisible threads, we don't often tune into. But as your attention is free, and remember the purpose of these gateways, as your attention rises up, you start having free attention to do some interesting things. It's not all about finding bad checks. It may be about picking your path in life, about knowing which decision to make, seeing where the light is. So intuition is used for many things, including decision making. Now, I'd like you to contemplate for a moment, have you had trouble making decisions, especially if they seemed important? I want to show you a method now to make far better decisions for yourself. Make them more easily and be better informed. It's called timelining. And I'd like you to do this for a moment. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm deciding whether to take path A or path B in life. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And I'm weighing, well, path A has this, but oh, but path B, then path B has this, but going back and forth, the process we usually go through. Make a decision, no, I'm not so sure, I'll change my mind, and so on. Here's how you do it. You say to yourself, I've just chosen path A. That's it, I'm committed to that direction. Then you write down on a piece of paper, very briefly. You can even contemplate it, not write it down, but I like writing it down. How will I look? How will I feel? And what will I be doing 1 hour from now, having made that decision? What will I look like? What will I be doing? And how will I feel 1 hour from now, having made decision A? That shouldn't be too hard to do, right? You can probably guess at that pretty well. But then you write down, having chosen A, how will I feel? What will I look like? What will I be doing 1 day from now, having made decision A? When you finish that, I'm not asking you to do this as we speak. It would take a little longer, but I want to go through the process. Then, having made decision A, what will I look like, feel like, and be doing 1 week from now? Then the same process, 1 month from now, then 1 year from now, and then 10 years from now. Now, you can't possibly know what you're going to look like, feel like, and be doing 10 years from now, can you? Having made decision A. But what you are doing is, you're accessing your imagination. And the imagination is much more than we give it credit for. We go, oh, that's just your imagination? Well, you know, when you die, you won't have a body anymore. All you'll have left is your imagination. So let me ask you, which is more real? Imagination is the beginning of clairvoyant sight. And you may say, well, maybe I just imagined this because I really wanted to do this. Great, it helps you make the decision. But why did you imagine one thing? Why did one thing come up in your imagination and not another? So you use your imagination as a tool to intuition and to make decisions. And it gives you perspective, not just what do I want to do right now, but what will be the consequences do I project in my life? An hour, a day, a month, a week, or a week, a month, a year, and 10 years from now. After you've done that, which should only take maybe 5 to 8 minutes, then you ask yourself, no, I'm not going to do a decision A. B is the one I'm going to choose. Absolutely. Why? How could I have ever chosen A? I choose B. Then you go through the same process. What will I look like, feel like, and be doing 1 hour, day, week, month, year, and 10 years from now? It only takes 10 to 12 minutes to do this whole process. To me, it's worth it because it's going to give you an entirely new, intuitive sense. And you'll be much more clear on what you want to do using this method. What if you can't see anything? What if you can't imagine it? You use two magic words. What if I knew? Some people are very stubborn. They go, but I don't know. And I go, well, what if you knew? But I don't know. See, yes, but what if you knew? What if your IQ went up to 10,000? What if suddenly you were clairvoyant, you turned into Edgar Cayce, you're channeling him? What if? Finally, they go, well, okay, if I knew, I don't mind you, but if I knew, I might say this. Those two words can open clairvoyant sight. Clairvoyance means clear seeing. There's also clairsentience, clear feeling, clairaudience, clear hearing, different kinds of clear knowing. Now, there's an assumption that goes on that once we trust our intuition, our lives will be so easy, we'll just go there, find this parking space, make this decision, just intuit it, and it can get like that. It really can. But does it mean your life will be easy from then on? Not necessarily. You know, the saying, "Thy will, not my will be done," means you're also going to accept any form of calamity that may occur. You don't go, "Thy will be done," as long as I like it. So you can make a decision. You can say, well, I chose A. I did my timelining. I chose A. I'm going to go up path A. And trees can fall in your path and obstacles and difficulties and the rug gets pulled out from under you. Does that mean it was the wrong decision? Not necessarily. It may be exactly what you need for your highest good in learning. I knew one girl who was deciding, this isn't my daughter who's going to Stanford soon, but another girl was deciding whether to go off to Stanford University or run off to Europe with her druggy punk rock boyfriend. Her parents did express a definite opinion in the matter. And that's their job. That's their duty. But cosmically speaking, we don't know what's the best decision for our ultimate growth and good. We don't know. So, for example, in making decisions for my kids, depending on what age they are, it's my job. Those little souls were given into my care for a certain amount of time for a reason. So I will try to convince them, negotiate with them, educate them of what I think is best. It's my responsibility as a parent. But if they then, depending once they're, you know, 17, 18, 19 and above, if they then say, I don't agree with you, this is what I need to do, then I'll be behind them all the way. I'll support them all the way and wish them well and bless them. And certainly hope it works out. At some point you respect what someone feels they need to do. What happens when we don't trust our intuition? A friend of mine studied thousands of police reports of women who are mugged in their home or apartment. I've seen a news program recently about this. Someone comes up wearing a uniform of the electric company, gas company, and they say, you know, I wonder if I could come in, we need to check something. And at first they may go, no, I don't think so. And they go, well, okay, well, you know, we'll have to come back next week. But they say, oh, okay, come on in. They looked very official many times, and they were mugged or beaten or whatever.